23 hours.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Two suspects arrested in connection with the murder of a Zambia army officer in Kapirimposhi. Mufurila DC bemoans rampant vandalism occurring at the new boarding school under construction in Murundu area. In Africa news, Ugandan army admits a hoarding priest who's been missing for days. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Kapirimposhi have arrested two suspects in connection with the murder of a Zambia army officer, identified as Nchimunya Siamaluva, was found dead in a riverside area last month. The suspects, who are currently detained in police custody, have been identified as Kennedy Chanda, 18, and Ruben Chanda, aged 22, both of Soweto compound. The police command in Kapirimposhi have confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News. And Luendo Siamaluva, who is the young brother to the deceased, has commended the Zambia police for making steady progress following the arrest of the suspects. He has also called for intensified patrols to help curb criminal activities, especially during this festive season.
I'm going to go to the house. statistique n'est pas mukaramba we kwa to show that na mo monate na bambe o bale ifa ya mamo na mo monate na to kula nai
Mufrila District Commissioner Evaristo Chilumba has bemoaned the rampant vandalism occurring at the new boarding school under construction in Murundu area. Mr. Chilumba stated that the criminal activities are significantly delaying the completion of the project, which was originally expected to be handed over to the government before the end of 2025. The DC suspects that some employees of the project's contractor might be involved in the criminal vice. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilumba has expressed a confidence that the facility will still be completed soon, noting that measures have been put in place to curb the vandalism.
Experiencing a lot of help from Wind Secondary School. I went there on last Friday. Well, they are stealing fixtures whenever they fit fittings, cables, tubs, and everything, which I believe are being done by the workers themselves. So I went there, I think on Friday, Thursday, Friday, at a meeting with the workers there. They have a very big workforce, about 300 plus. So at a meeting with them, where their employees, I advised them to form neighborhood watch to help the school, to help the contractor to progress. Otherwise, if it wasn't for that, face, even Friday they emphasized, they said,
A resident of Mambilima area in Mukushi district, backed on Chipabila of Chitina ward, has called on local authorities to grade the Chitina road leading to Mambilima. Mr. Chipabila noted that although the Cash for Work program previously worked on the road, the quality of the works has not been satisfactory, making it difficult for residents to move easily. He has appealed to the government to ensure the road is properly graded, saying improved road access will help the community with safe and smooth movement, especially during the rainy season.
Road network. Umosebo tauripogo eno nchirefweko achikatofweko kufumina pashitina pale kwa kumambirima na kwena kamosebo kabaya chikalondoro kakopantu nefisoa tulela nda kuri ama sansu kuri wane fwaba ya uile nganda kumambirima kwa ya kwi makatashu ya chwapo ya hapa kuenda ukuwensho kwa tuwala kuchipatara so muri katashu omu kuenda ukutukila kuchipatara so tuwala lombo kwevati ukwenda kama sivona kwe kataule kopo kwevati finga tofu wako tulande kashuwe kia tuwa fuire mise ushirele kubuno batumu wakwenda motoka iminuwe sheka sheka shira suru kubombo kutoto kukuru kuboteko tulisha atukulira kwe subara kumfwa mtofu weko mtuwa lirio kutofu kwa finti muleto
The United Mining Workers Union has stated that with sustained copper prices on the London Stock Exchange, Zambia should expect increased investment in the mining sector next year. Union President Wisdom Gwira noted that the current favorable copper prices, which now stands at $11,000 per ton, has created a strong interest among foreign investors seeking opportunities in the country's mining industry. He told Common Ready News that Zambia must prepare for the anticipated inflow of investment by improving the existing business environment to make it more attractive and efficient. Mr. Nguira further emphasized the need for Zambia to ensure that such investment translates into significant national benefits, including job creation and broader economic growth. And Mr. Nguira has challenged the mine management to offer better salaries and working conditions for their workers as a way of motivating them.
The worker being a center of production needs to be motivated, because if a worker is not motivated, then you are assured of low production. You know, copper prices are going up every now and then. So these investors have to make sure that they maximize on production. And in the course of maximizing their production, they should make sure that